It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 27th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $70,288. ETH is up 0.5% at $3,588. And Binance Coin is up slightly at $579. Those leaders by market cap, top gainers in the last 24 hours, Mantle up 40%. Well, Coinbase is making moves to store more corporate and customer USDC balances on Base. This decision is driven by the desire to capitalize on lower fees and quicker settlement times offered by the protocol. The total value locked on Base has surpassed $1 billion, a significant milestone. Max Brandsberg, Coinbase's VP and head of consumer products, emphasized the benefits of this shift, highlighting reduced fees and faster settlements without affecting the user experience. Well, three blockchain projects, Fetch AI, Singularity Net, and Ocean Protocol, have proposed a merger to create the Artificial Superintelligence Alliance. If approved, their respective tokens will be combined to form ASI with a projected fully diluted value of $7.5 billion. The news has led to significant price surges for their tokens. The proposed merger aims to establish the largest open source player in AI research and development, leveraging the growth of AI and the strength of these three projects. Governance communities will review integration proposals over a 14-day period, with voting anticipated between April 2nd and April the 16th. If approved, the merged ASI token would launch with specific conversion rates for each project's token. A governing council led by key figures from each project would oversee the operations of the merged tokenomic network. The teams emphasized the importance of decentralizing AI development. Well, HSBC has introduced retail tokenized gold products in Hong Kong, allowing retail investors in the region to access tokenized gold through its online banking website and mobile app. The HSBC Gold token is now available for retail customers. This launch represents the first instance of HSBC's private distributed ledger being utilized to tokenize a retail investment product, marking a significant step in the adoption of distributed ledger technology in Hong Kong's retail investment landscape. Well, following the U.S. DOJ's charges against KuCoin and its founders, the exchange has seen a large net outflow of funds, over $780 million across various blockchain networks in the past 24 hours. Despite the exodus, CryptoQuant CEO called it a small impact on overall reserves. KuCoin indictment alleges violations of AML laws. KuCoin currently holds crypto assets worth $5.1 billion, according to Nansen. Munchables, a gaming platform built on Blast, has successfully recovered $62 million worth of ETH following a security breach. The funds were returned to a multi-sig wallet, ensuring their safety. Initially, suspicions arose about an internal team member's involvement, with some speculation linking the incident to North Korean hackers, though this remains unconfirmed. The breach occurred due to misuse of developer privileges granted by the project's smart contracts. Munchables assures users that their funds are secure and promises updates soon. And finally, ZeroG Labs, a modular blockchain developer focused on decentralized artificial intelligence applications, has successfully raised $35 million in pre-seed funding. The project aims to create a decentralized cap table with numerous investors involved. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.